Youth Fight for Jobs is back. March and protest with us on the 9th of October. E.S. Wilson, Nottingham Socialist Party. Young workers and students are organizing Youth Fight for Jobs, F4Js, in preparation for a day of action on the 9th of October. The Youth Fight for Jobs campaign is needed now more than ever. The furlough scheme is set to end in September, and scores of young people are set to be cast out into the world of unemployment, at worst, and low-paid precarious jobs, at best. The government's plan for youth jobs is shipping young people into minimum wage, part-time 6-month contracts. We must fight for a better future. F4Js was founded in 2009 in similar circumstances. The consequences of the 2007-2008 financial crash were borne on the shoulders of the working class, especially its young members. Since then, 13 years of austerity have left young workers in poverty and uncertainty. Degrees and apprenticeships that were meant to bring young people success and security have left them penniless, in debt, or both. At the opposite pole, the 2,365 billionaires in the world increased their wealth to almost $13 trillion, a 54% increase. Both the government and the Labour Party have shown that they do not care about the working class and only care about the rich. Some recent worker struggles have been victorious, the Royal London Hospital strike and that of the Thorockburn workers. But things will get worse if we let the bosses keep pushing against us. Youth Fight for Jobs will be marching in citizen towns on the 9th of October for a future for young people, with well-paid, secure, socially useful jobs that benefit everyone, not just the bank accounts of the bosses. So join us. From school students to the unemployed to young workers, this is your future. Help us organize the fight back. Youth Fight for Jobs says the trade unions should fight against all job cuts, open the finance books, and nationalize firms to save jobs for ill training, and apprenticeship schemes for young people, for a decent job at the end of training, for the right to a job for all, end low pay, and fight for government investment in socially useful job creation. Share out the work with no loss of pay to make the 1% pay, take the monopolies and banks into democratic public ownership, to provide every young and working class person with a future.